WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking that inner part and chill you've been searching for. We all know sleep is vital, like, seriously, it's not just about feeling rested. It shapes our mood, our focus, even our creativity. But let's be real, in today's world of endless notifications and hustle culture, getting a good night's sleep can feel like winning the lottery. That's where this podcast comes in, to equip you with the tools and mindset for a life less stressed and more awesome. Today we're diving deep into something super powerful. Creating a bedtime routine that sets you up for better sleep and a healthier mind. Think of it as your nightly ritual for calm, clarity, and a solid 8 hours of shut-eye. Ever feel like your brain is buzzing with thoughts even when you're snuggled under the covers? Or wake up feeling groggy and unmotivated, ready to hit snooze on the day? Trust me, I get it. But guess what? A well-crafted bedtime routine can be your secret weapon to conquer the sleepless nights and wake up feeling like a total rock star. So, here are 5 key takeaways that'll transform your sleep game. First things first, ditch the screens at least an hour before bed. Seriously, that blue light is messing with your melatonin production, the hormone responsible for regulating sleep. Think of it as signaling your body to chill out and wind down. Instead of scrolling through social media, try a relaxing activity like reading a book paperback, not e-reader, journaling, or taking a warm bath. Number 2, prioritize consistency. Aim for the same bedtime and wake-up time every day, even on weekends. This helps regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle, making it easier to fall asleep and wake up feeling refreshed. You know that feeling when you're jet-lagged and everything is just off? Consistency is like your internal GPS, guiding you towards a well-rested state. Thirdly, create a relaxing bedtime environment. Think cool, dark, and quiet. Dim the lights, put on some calming music, or use aromatherapy with essential oils like lavender. It's all about creating a sanctuary where your body can truly unwind. Number 4, pre-bedtime movement. Don't go for a vigorous workout right before bed. But light stretching or yoga can actually help relax your muscles and clear your mind. Think of it as gently nudging your body into sleep mode. And finally, number 5, avoid caffeine and alcohol close to bedtime. We all know caffeine is a stimulant, and while that might sound good for a midday pick-me-up, it's not doing you any favors when trying to drift off. As for alcohol, while it might initially make you feel sleepy, it actually disrupts your sleep cycle later on, leaving you feeling less rested in the morning. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's 9:30 p.m. You've just finished work and are unwinding with a cup of herbal tea while listening to some calming music. You dim the light in your living room and pick up that book you've been meaning to read, getting lost in its pages for the next hour. Then, you take a warm shower, adding a few drops of lavender essential oil to the water. As you step out of the shower, you put on comfy pajamas and slip into bed. You journal for a few minutes, reflecting on your day and letting go of any stress or worries. Finally, you turn off the lights, snuggle under your covers, and drift off to sleep with ease. See? This doesn't have to be complicated. So remember, friends, creating a bedtime routine isn't about being rigid or adding more pressure to your day. It's about honoring yourself, setting boundaries, and prioritizing those 8 hours of glorious sleep. Trust me, your body and mind will thank you for it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some things you already do in your bedtime routine? Share them with me on social media. I love connecting with all of you and hearing your stories. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Until next time, keep shining bright, and remember, sleep is your superpower.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.